Intelligent design and DNA. Scholars can't explain it all away. Get ready to be awed by the handiwork of God. Tune in to Real Science Radio. Turn up the Real Science Radio. Keeping it real.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Real Science Radio. I'm Bob Enyart. This evening, the film is in a theater near you, Climate Hustle. Here in the Denver area, it's showing at the best theaters, Promenade, 16th Street Mall, Belmar, Orchard, Greenwood, Highlands Ranch. And you could join me and the Real Science Radio crew at the United Artists Theater at Colorado Mills at 7 o'clock if you'd like to come out and watch at the same theater we're going to be at. So we encourage you to do that. And the film is being promoted by an organization, CFACT, and their senior policy analyst, Dr. Bonner Cohen. He's got his PhD from the University of Munich. He is very busy because tonight's their showing of their film nationwide, and he's with his cell phone, and it's almost dead. So we're going to expect to get him on the line in just a moment, but then don't be surprised if we abruptly lose the call. He's been, of course, on all the networks, Fox News, BBC, NBC. He's an expert on natural resources and the environment. His articles have appeared in the Wall Street Journal, Forbes, Investor Business Daily, Miami Herald, and dozens of other papers. He's testified before the U.S. Senate Committee on Natural Resources and the Environment. And what an honor now to have Dr. Bonner Cohen on Real Science Radio. Welcome, Dr. Cohen.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Well, I'm excited to talk about the film. So I know that your organization, CFACT, has been, you're the force behind the film. So could you tell us about CFACT first?
Yes. CFACT, which is the acronym for a Committee for Constructive Tomorrow, is based in Washington, D.C. It has been around for around 30 years. And it is a grassroots organization. We, for instance, have our CFACT legions. We have college students who belong to CFACT all across the country. We have a website, which is CFACT, CFACT.org, which is updated every day with numerous articles dealing with energy, the environment, sound science, property rights, and the like. And many of our listeners may have seen one of our people. His name is Mark Morano, and he played a prominent role in the movie Climate Hustle. Mark Morano and I, as well as Paul Dreesen, who is also with CFACT, are frequently on television to view also.
So the whole issue of global warming, I recall that a NASA scientist, James Hansen, testified to Congress that we're going to have the warmest year on record, and a La Nina came in, and his prediction was wrong. Many years ago, I read a book on global warming by the former governor of the state of Washington, Dixie Lee Ray. Do you recall her name?
Yes, I do. In fact, I knew her. She died, sadly, in the old mid-1990s, she was a wonderful lady, brilliant lady, and it's unfortunate that she died. I think she was still in her early 60s when she passed on, but a real force of nature at the time.
Yeah, and she was very qualified to take on the topic, and I think gave me a good foundation for never being hoodwinked by the whole global warming scare, by the hype. And so we've been covering this story for 25 years that we've been on the air. And it's interesting to note that a lot of the way people approach the issue depends on their political views. And it turns out that leftists and people who admire socialism and left-wing economic policies, they tend to hype global warming because they use it as a prop to promote their share of the poverty economic policies. Have you noticed that, Dr. Cohen? Dr. Cohen? Did we just lost him, didn't we? Okay, we lost Dr. Cohen, but we thought that might happen. And so we'll see if we could get him on for a future program. But with tonight being this nationwide showing of the film Climate Hustle, it'll be fun for you and I to kick back now and talk through the whole global warming hype issue. And it began, well, the public really got involved with the global warming fear, the scare, with the hockey stick data, if you recall. And that figured prominently in Al Gore's film, An Inconvenient Truth. And this was supposedly a presentation of temperatures, climate temperatures, over a period of centuries and a dramatic increase over the last decade. So the graph looked like a hockey stick. And of course, that is challenged by many scientists. And so it turns out that the data, these UN scientists that are supposed to be among the world's most expert minds, scientific minds, they're asked to back up that chart to show the data behind it. And the data, they claimed, has gone missing. Literally, for the infamous hockey stick graph, the lead scientist with the UN Committee on Climate Change, with the IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, they said, well, we'd like to show you the data, but we can't. The data is missing. So then you go to reports out by, for example, Britain's newspaper, the Daily Mail, and as published around the world. Whatever minimal warming was identifiable ended 18 years ago. The United Kingdom's National Weather Service, the Met Office, it's called, released their global weather data, and they showed that the slight 16-year warming trend from 1981 to 1997 had been followed by 16 years of cooling. And so the headline in Britain's Daily Mail was "Global Warming Stopped 16 Years Ago." And what's interesting is during that time, the release of carbon dioxide has increased globally. So the models, the global warming computer simulation models, they have been designed in order to promote the hype that if we increase the release of carbon dioxide, then we'll have this man-made global warming crisis. And what's interesting, Mark Moreno, who is the primary personality behind Climate Hustle, the film tonight, he has pointed out that of 100 known factors that affect the climate, carbon dioxide is one of them. And even if we did everything that the global warming end of the world prophets like Al Gore want us to do, we only affect carbon dioxide in the atmosphere at the margins, very insignificantly. And so the claim that if you increase carbon dioxide modestly, you'll have a dramatic increase in global temperature, and they called it global warming until it stopped warming, and that's when they changed it to climate change, and the climate always changes. And you go back through the centuries, and you'll see that, well, not too long ago, we had an ice age. And then the ice melted. And was that because there was too much human industrial activity? Too many automobiles? Of course not. So as we've talked about on Real Science Radio over the years, the Earth is a system, a fine-tuned system designed by the Creator. It's not just the result of accidental natural happenstance. And so because of that, it has mechanisms in our Earth's ecosystem to deal with temperature over time. So we pointed out, in fact, we had an expert on global warming on this program within the last year. And he is the author of a widely read open letter to Pope Francis on global warming, because this liberal pope has bought into the socialist, left-leaning global warming hype. And so his open letter, he's the founder of the Cornwall Alliance. And I talked to Calvin about our observation that when the Earth's temperature increases slightly, that leads to an increase in evaporation. And of course, this is known, and Calvin Beisner affirmed this observation. So the temperature of the globe goes up slightly, you end up getting more evaporation from the oceans, and that increases the cloud cover, and that increases the Earth's albedo. Now, what is that? That's a measure of how much solar radiation is reflected back into space. So when the Earth warms up a bit, you get more evaporation from the oceans, more cloud cover, and we reflect more of the sun's energy into space, and that helps to regulate worldwide temperatures that allow life to thrive on our planet, which is part of a fine-tuned system, not only for life, but the whole universe is fine-tuned. And if you doubt that, I invite you to go to our website, rsr.org/fine-tuning, and you'll see that the physics of the universe is fine-tuned, and our solar system is fine-tuned, and the Earth is fine-tuned. And in fact, we're getting ready to release a video, RSR's List of Evidence Against the Big Bang, and part three of that video is the positive case for the evidence for our Creator God, and it is the fine-tuning of the universe that's admitted by pretty much everyone. The world's greatest physicists admit that the physics of the universe, it all looks fine-tuned, and the world's greatest biologists. So you have from Stephen Hawking to Richard Dawkins admitting that biology is the study of organisms that look to have been designed for a purpose. So that's the appearance of that they were fine-tuned, especially when you look at them at a molecular level, but really at every level. It all looks fine-tuned. So if the Earth happens to warm up a bit, let's say there's a tremendous amount of volcanic activity, and that increased the temperature of the Pacific Ocean by a tenth of a degree, and so we get more evaporation and more cloud cover, and then the temperature settles back down. So, cool. By the way, there is a climate modeler. He's the former climate modeler for Australia, for Australia's greenhouse office. He's an engineer with 6 degrees in applied mathematics. So he's a sharp guy, and we'll link to his report at rsr.org/globalwarming. But he released a report recently saying that he found a very specific flaw in the climate model handling of carbon dioxide, which reduces their claim of increased temperature by about 90%. So that what they're claiming is a crisis is no crisis. And you know how they have changed the terminology from global warming to climate change? Well, they don't want to let go of their claim that we're losing ice at the poles. The polar ice caps are melting. And so, of course, that ice wouldn't melt if the Earth got cooler. So even though they've changed the terminology, at the heart of their hysteria is a belief that the Earth is getting warmer, even though it's not. Also, we've reported, you may recall on Real Science Radio, that we end up with more Arctic ice instead of less. Now, the Earth is an ice maker. It's an ice maker extraordinaire. And for example, in 2013, it made 500,000 square miles of Arctic ice, more than there had been in the previous summer. And we will link to that data. And that results in a whole trove of scientists, including UN scientists, blasting the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. Because it's not science, it's hype. Then there's a report in 2014, even more Arctic ice, right? Now there's even more Arctic ice in 2014, which again will falsify Al Gore's claim that by that summer, the North Pole would be ice-free. That's what Al Gore claimed. He predicted. And instead of being ice-free, we're moving back toward record levels of ice. Then we had in 2015, and I'm just giving you highlights here. The head of the UN's IPCC, Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, resigned in a scandal. Turned out it was a sexual harassment scandal. And rather than having brought a cool scientific mind to the job, this guy, the outgoing head propagandist of the UN's climate change panel, his name is Rajendra Pachuri. He admitted that to him, fighting climate change is a religion. Think of him as a member of the clergy with his own sexual harassment scandal, and that's who headed up the UN's climate change hype. He's an end-of-the-world doomsday prophet using climate and spurious computer modeling in order to promote their leftist economic policies. You know, liberals, they want to share the poverty. That's what their goal is. Their economic policies make everyone equally miserable. And so he's part of that religion. And it is a religion. We have long pointed to a list. It's called the warming list. And the warming list is absolutely hysterical. And it lists everything that is the result of global warming. And so they're up to about 900 things that have occurred because of global warming. Or was it on Friday, Craig Rucker, a writer and producer for the tonight's film Climate Hustle, he said that the global warming alarmists, they claim that global warming is the cause of increased gambling, of increased prostitution. And so the warming list, for example, they will show fish. The latest study on fish is that global warming is making fish bigger. And then the next study says that global warming is making fish smaller. And it goes for 900 effects as the result of global warming. So it's rather hysterical. Everything that's unappealing is a result of global warming. If there are too many pro-lifers at your local Planned Parenthood child-killing mill, it's probably because of global warming. Now, this comes from the You Can't Make This Stuff Up file. The You Can't Make This Stuff Up file, NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, has been altering historic temperature data. They've been changing the data. And this is from Real Science's climate expert, Stephen Goddard, and we'll link to this. Just go to rsr.org/warming, that the U.S. government has been systematically fudging the numbers. They've been going back historically and changing the thermometer readings. Now, we've had thousands of weather stations across this country for many decades, and the people who run these stations, they will record, you know, May 2nd, 2016, it's this temperature in the morning, this temperature at noon, this temperature afternoon, evening. And of course, a lot of this has been automated now. But people have done this for a century. And so what the global warming alarmists have done is that they've gone back to the U.S. historical temperature database throughout the 1900s. And by the way, it's the envy of much of the world because of how much data we collected, which was very wise to do. Yet that data shows that the U.S. has not warmed but cooled since the 1930s, and that's a problem for the global warming hype, climate change, folks. So the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, pronounced NOAA, isn't that fun? You go to Mars, right? NASA has their Mars research, and they call it the Noaic Age, where Mars, if they see water on Mars, it's because of NOAA. It's so much fun. So NOAA has been, this is the global warming prophets at NOAA. They have gone into the historical database, and they've systematically altered the data to show an increase instead of a decrease in temperatures since the 1930s. So they take the early decades and they make them just ever so slightly cooler, maybe change a few hundred temperatures here by a half a degree, maybe change 1,000 temperatures there by a quarter of a degree, change these temperatures here. And then in the later decades, they increase the temperatures slightly. And this has all been exposed. And so they defend it by claiming that they have to adjust the data to make it more accurate. It's from the "you can't make this stuff up" file. It's from that file. So a study led by an experienced meteorologist presented last year at the fall meeting of the American Geophysical Union. And so related to that, there's a study led by an experienced meteorologist presented a year and a half ago at the American Geophysical Union's fall meeting. They demonstrated that NOAA is using poorly positioned thermometers near, for example, concrete buildings and air conditioner exhaust to adjust upward the readings of other properly situated thermometers. So there are heat sinks. Like, for example, 80 years ago, if there were a small weather station, weather monitoring equipment with its thermometer, somewhere on the outskirts of Denver. And so today that happens to be a medical complex in Aurora, Colorado. Whereas it was in a meadow, now it's situated next to a parking garage. And so these encroaching concrete buildings around hundreds of thermometers, they falsely imply that the global temperature is increasing because concrete buildings, parking lots, they absorb heat. So it's artificially misrepresenting where the heat is. And so what NOAA has done is it's used those stations to claim that the other thermometers not located near concrete buildings, that they're misreporting, they're underreporting the heat, and so they're raising the temperature from those other weather stations. Now, that's called fraud. That's what that's called. Michael Fumento in the New York Post, an article, "Global Warming Proof Evaporating." He has this iconoclastic article that just blasts away the myth of global warming, just fully refuting the myth. Very powerful. There's only one problem with this great article, and he repeats a different myth. As he's blasting and refuting one myth, he repeats another that in the day of Columbus, or any day for that matter, that there were people who believed that the earth was flat, that there were schools that believed it, or religious leaders that believed it, or whoever that believed it. That's just false. Cornell University has a history professor who has an article on the myth of the belief in the flat earth, that there never was such an issue taught by the church, not in the Middle Ages, not at any time. And you could find out about that at rsr.org/flat earth. That's real interesting. And today, there is a Flat Earth Society today. It's going strong, and that's bizarre, no. But its president is an old Earth evolutionist, by the way, so not a Genesis-believing creationist. What other arguments against global warming? Ice has been melting on Mars, and there are no SUVs up on Mars, except for, what are there, two? Yeah, there are two SUVs on Mars. I don't think they have, they don't run on fossil fuels, though. The global warming that they were able to document, the slight global warming, began 135 years ago, ended about 20 years ago. And then there are all the popular false predictions in addition to global warming. At our website, rsr.org/politically correct science predictions, all the unscientific predictions that were colossally wrong. Like, remember the Gulf War fires that Carl Sagan predicted would doom the Earth? And Isaac Asimov with the nuclear winter? And then we also document there the doomsayer Paul Ehrlich, and also at rsr.org/overpopulation with his prediction that there would be starvation deaths of 65 million people in the 1980s, not in India, but in the United States, Paul Ehrlich. And he's been asked recently, would you change any of the predictions you put in your book? And he said, oh, no, not at all, even though they were colossally false. So he said 65 million people in the U.S. would die because of, you know, and he's a big global warming doomsayer. And then you have the insanity of Stephen Hawking to the moon, right, saying to avoid global warming, human beings need to go to the moon. Now, you wonder about that. Why would human beings go to the moon to colonize the moon? It has daytime temperatures of over 200 degrees, right? And Stephen Hawking, he also said maybe we should go to Mars. Well, Mars gets down to, what, 178 degrees below zero. And neither of these places have liquid water or breathable oxygen. So why did he overlook places like Antarctica or Greenland or Siberia? I mean, if it really was that bad, right? Can't we go to safer havens like that, closer to home? So this is all insanity and the false predictions, the end of the world prophets like Al Gore and Carl Sagan and Isaac Asimov and Stephen Hawking. And add to all that the global warming hypocrites. Greenpeace, their carbon scandal with their leading executive commutes by charter jet, and Richard Branson emits 7 million tons of carbon. And Al Gore's carbon footprint includes his multiple mansions and his 100-foot houseboat. So it's all a scam, right? And we should be wise enough to recognize it. Back in the 1970s, the hype was global cooling. And we've got the book right here by Lowell Ponte and endorsed by the National Center for Atmospheric Research. It's called The Cooling, The Politics of Global Cooling. 1,000 scientists doubt global warming claims over at climatedepot.com. 9,000 PhDs sign an anti-global warming petition. And tonight, the film Climate Hustle at a theater near you. Join us at Colorado Mills. Our website, rsr.org. May God bless you.